producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hello, Ralph. Hello, Ken. Hello, Rich. Hello, Jennifer. Hello, Maureen. Hello, Meredith. Hello, Janet. Hello. Hello! And welcome.
Buddy.
Now we got that out of the way.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Neighbor.
Yes,
all right, so Donald Trump has released his thoughts on gun policy, and I just said facetiously to Jennifer before we came on the air, his policy is to shoot first and ask questions later.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he his shooting from the hip.
Very funny.
Gets in the way of some of his credibility.
Because he is like that.
Yeah, he is.
But, you know, what I love about, there's many things I like about Donald Trump, and probably one of my most favorite things is that when you go to his website, when you go to DonaldJTrump.com, yes, the positions tab was empty for quite some time, but it's starting to populate a little bit, Dougie.
Right, so
it's got two positions.
Two positions.
Well, but okay. They're easy to read.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be good. He'll figure it out. But what I want to know, put all that stuff aside. Oftentimes, Richie and I tease you a little bit, and you bring upon some of the teasing yourself with regard to the men that you like whenever I mention Kiefer Sutherland, or George Clooney, or somebody like that. Would you go for Donald Trump? How does Donald Trump appeal to women? Is he somebody that women find attractive in the hoo-hoo sense?
No, I would probably never. I'd probably murder him if I had to marry him, and that's the truth, because he's I don't know what he's like in private, and maybe he's really nice.
Yeah.
But no, I would not want to marry him. If I were going to marry a presidential candidate, let me think about this for a second.
Yeah.
You definitely have to be on the Republican side.
Yeah, okay.
Just because it would,
Why argue?
Rick Perry, very attracted to old Rick. Mm-hmm. Love Rick Perry.
Really?
Mike Huckabee, just meeting Mike, he was a really nice, he's a genuine man.
He is. He's a good guy. I don't like his position.
He's actually not that big. I mean, he's not huge in person, and actually not as tall as I thought.
Oh, really? How tall is he?
No, well, he's probably my height.
He's old enough to be your father, for God's sake.
Well, I know, but so is Donald Trump, and you were asking me. I'm playing the what-if game. Give me a break. Marco Rubio, I'd be, like, looking into his, like, I mean, I'd be looking down on him the whole time. He's probably the closest.
For all kinds of reasons.
Anyway, the reason Trump appeals to me is because he is straight-talking. He's not beholden to anybody. And you know what? I don't care if he makes fun of people's looks, because you want to know what? Here's the dirty little secret. So do I. In
really?
My car.
Here's
to
nasty
my family.
Little thing, you tart.
Oh, give me a break.
You tart.
He makes fun of people all
everybody
the time, Dougie.
Not me.
Everybody
I don't make fun of people. Who do I make fun of?
Oh, give me a break.
Even
you just called Mike Huckabee fat.
Look at that guy's shirt.
You hypocrite. Don't even give me that crap. God. I never talk about anybody ever. Come on.
All right. Governor Jerry Brown.
So wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
What are we holding on to?
Jennifer brought up the Second Amendment positions of Trump. Let's hear it.
Okay, so here's the one. I won't give you the
whole
thing.
I told you, shoot first, ask questions later. That's
No. This is what I love about Trump. When he writes this stuff down, it's like, yes. He says, fix our broken mental health system.
That's
because
good.
He said the people that are suffering are the honest Americans who buy guns, and then we get blamed for all these nut jobs and wackos that are getting guns and going out and shooting people. And so he said, fix it, make it a part of the National Registry. And I know people always go, well, he's on depression medication. Wow. Do we really want that to be in the in the National Gun Registry? You know what? Yes, we do. We want mental history to be in that registry. And I'm, yay, Donald Trump.
Yay!
There's one thing.
And then he says, don't let our military forces not be able to hold their guns on military bases. Let them have
that
their
only,
guns
that,
back.
No, there's only common sense involved in that. I don't even understand.
Exactly.
This guy's carrying M16s all the time.
Right. All right. Well, they do at CTU.
I just tweeted it, by the way. So if you guys don't want to check out Donald J. Trump, you can follow his policies on Twitter at Jennifer Horn.
Governor Jerry Brown of California has vetoed a bill requiring drone users to get permission to fly less than 350 feet over private property. The bill, while well-intentioned, he said, could expose the occasional hobbyist and the FAA-approved commercial user alike to burdensome litigation and new causes of action. The tech groups opposed this bill, which would make it more difficult to use a drone in California. If there's a place that it would be used and overused in California, I mean, in the country, yes. I can just imagine it being used for movie purposes.
Sure.
People want to see what Jennifer looks like in the swimming pool in her backyard.
You could just go to the fence. It's not very private. And I don't have a swimming pool. No. Okay.
All right. So anyway, is this the right thing to do? Is this something that ought to be done? It was last Friday when we were talking about the legislation, Richie? Thursday or Friday, one day last week.
Stupid and annoying.
I like it that he's taking a long look and saying, you know what, this could get a little crazy if we pass this.
Yeah. It's not often that he does stuff that makes any sense, but this is one of the things that does seem to make.
I mean, none of us want drones flying over our house, so we want to feel like we're protected. But at the same time, if it's going to be throwing a 14-year-old kid in jail because he lost control of the drone by 100 feet, you got to look at it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the rumor circulating the state of California, and I've heard it before, but it's starting to get stronger again, that he's going to jump into the presidential race.
Now stop.
He's 422 years old. It can't happen.
He's crazy. Yeah, let him jump. Okay, Leon Gagneau. People know who Leon Gagneau.
Hey.
Nope.
Yeah. This is a stock car driver who is taking a ceremonial victory lap around the racetrack in Vermont this past weekend, the Devil's Bowl Speedway.
Yeah.
63-year-old Leon Gagneau of New York had raced stock cars for 40 years all over Canada, all over our country, and this was his fifth victory of the season at various racetracks. He just won the Speedway's final asphalt NASCAR modified race of the season. Medical problem occurred. He accelerated into a wall, and he was killed, wearing a helmet and seatbelt when the accident occurred. It does not look like that it was caused by anything other than perhaps him having a heart attack. That's not what they're saying, but something medical happened to him, lost control of the car, and, you know, in this circumstance, what other conclusion do you make? But I bring it around to your attention because this stuff, the NASCAR thing, is such a phenomenon. It amazes me how much interest there is in these races all around the country. Every weekend, there's a race and the hobbyists go.
It's the most popular sport
for a
long time.
Yeah, it really is very, very
people like competition, Doug. They want to watch people compete for something and get excited about it.
Yeah, that's right. And to a point, I mean, I used to go when I was a kid. When I first got my driver's license, there was a speedway, the Westboro Speedway, down on Route 9. And I used to go by myself on Saturday night when I could get the car and watch the demolition derbies. And for whatever the reason, it was the most watched cars, buses, trucks. They'd bring them on now as a big Lowe's on that site. But it was just stupid. It was sort of like watching wrestling when we were in college. That was in the days when wrestling was just stupid. It's the same kind of stuff. And I don't feel like
it's not
it was
stupid anymore.
No, it isn't. It's hurtful. I think it's angry. I think it's horrible. I think it's atrocious, frankly, what goes on. But it's gone from being harmless. I mean, a lot of these people that are wrestlers really get hurt. A lot of these women and men who are doing this, they really get hurt. And back in the old days, I don't know that Coco Brazil and his, what they had, he and Lord Leighton were already at it, and the way they were, it was just silly. Now it's more than silly. It just feels angry. Anyway, that's my read on it, and I'm entitled to my opinion, am I not? That's what this is all about.
Fire away.
Opine, 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, email to Doug, Ken, Rich, Let's see, who else? Oh, Jennifer.
Duh.
Jennifer. Had Doug.
Can somebody send me a Donald Trump 2016 sticker?
The Pope and Cuba and the Pope and America this week up next here on Good.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now. 1-800-644-2599. You heard right. A risk-free try of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 800-644-2599. That's 1-800-644-2599. One more time, ready? 800-644-2599.
All right, 18 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I focusing on the Pope, who urged the Cubans over this past weekend, who filled Revolution Plaza to hear for as long as they could absorb it, his request, and this is really what makes him great, in my opinion. I'm very clear about how I feel about the Pope. I don't care about his religion. I care about him and how he speaks, his measured tone, his attitude, his leadership capabilities, his inspiration. That's what I care about with regard to this person. And we need more people like this in the world. He opened his visit to Cuba with a lot of Catholics, obviously. Hispanics are mainly, I think, Catholic. Richie, was your wife Catholic?
She was and is, and so are my kids.
Yeah. Okay.
My mother-in-law, even the dogs are Catholic in my house.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the only non-Catholic.
Well,
I'm Irish. It makes sense, but nah.
Nah. Well, you were Episcopalian. Weren't you Episcopalian?
I still am.
So it's pretty close to Catholicism.
Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah, no. Anyway, the Cubans do not... One of the things the Pope went to Cuba for is because, even though they're mostly Catholics there, they're only 10% that are going to church. And one of the big problems is that the church closed down a lot of their churches because there wasn't any money in Cuba. This is why I back myself away from the church, because they're such a bunch of hypocrites. I mean, there's so much money in the Catholic Church. But that still doesn't get away from how this man presents himself. He asks the Cubans to care for one another without having any regard other than a sense of service. Not ideology, not the church, just take care of your fellow man. How can you argue with that? He's there, he said, to listen. A lot of the Cubans complain about the rigidity of the Catholic Church. It's not forgiving. Well, it isn't. Its hierarchy isn't at all aimed at that. So maybe he's going to be able to change that. But that was kind of neat to see all the people and the pictures and stuff, and how people are inspired by this guy in a genuine way. 21 after the hour. Let's hope he brings some of that to America this week in his visit here.
Oh, 10th $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sound like the Who to me. Where did this come from?
Oh, it's not. It's the video of the day. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want to start with it? All right, let's do the video of the day first.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the YouTube channel What's the Mashup. They've taken 100 movie clips featuring a lot of different actors dancing and put them together in one video in such a way that it looks like they're all dancing to the Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson hit Uptown Funk. You like that tune, Jen?
I do.
Yeah.
Uptown Funk.
All right. News from the Who. Today at 25 past the hour on Good Day, we have the story at DougStephan.com. The Who postponing all remaining dates on their Who Hits 50 North American tour. It seems that Roger Daltrey has been diagnosed with viral meningitis, and he has to rest. That's a baddie, baddie, baddie.
Yeah.
So the PR people say they're rescheduling all the shows for next spring. We apologize to all of our fans who have supported us in the past 50 years. Once Roger is completely well, we'll come back stronger than ever. But viral meningitis is nothing that you mess with.
Yeah, you don't want to play with that.
Don't mess it. So I think they were involved at the iHeart Radio Music Festival. And that supposedly is where he got sick, one way or another. Get too close to Ryan, and who knows what can happen. Right. The inside of that, Ryan Seacrest is the most highly paid employee at iHeart Radio. He makes $34 million a year, I think, out of that gig. Right, yeah. He's got the American Top 40 thing that Casey used to do that he's doing. He's got his morning program in Los Angeles. He's the mouthpiece and the spokesperson and the host at all these iHeart Music Festivals. How many they do, what, four a year now, it seems? They're doing a lot of those. It's a pop music
at least somewhere around there, because it's just crazy. It seems like every time you turn around...
Right, there's one.
Hey, you know who's given Ryan Seacrest a run for his money with the most amount of jobs?
Mario Lopez.
Yeah, but not near as powerful.
No,
Michael Strahan.
Oh, yeah. He
Michael
has a lot
Strahan
of
is, I mean, he's on the Michael and Kelly show, or Kelly and Michael show every morning. Then he's doing GMA before that show starts.
That's right. Monday, and then the weekends
Friday.
Are football.
And then on the weekends he does football. And then last night he was doing the lead into the Emmys. The guy, I mean, Saturday, maybe he is the one day he's not on TV.
Yeah. He does nothing for me.
He's a good person.
He's likable. Yeah.
He's okay. Very likable.
Well, we don't all have to like the same people. I just don't find him. He does nothing bad. No. Yeah, he gets hammered. Yeah. I like people with big gaps in their teeth. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's
who is the actress
like Letterman either.
He used to do that. I never cared for Letterman. And the actress that has a big gap in her teeth.
Oh,
remember her?
Hutton.
Yeah, right, exactly. Good for you, Richie. Yeah.
Also, doesn't Sandra Bernhardt have one, too?
Sandra Bernhardt does, yeah.
And Mina Suvari.
All right, let's go to another video at DougStefan.com. This is a report from City News in Canada. Stories about a pilot for Air Canada who diverted an international flight to save the life of a dog. Listen to this. You got to see the video.
My dog is like childish, it's everything.
This sweet little face is responsible for diverting an international Air Canada flight. Meet Simba, the 7-year-old Frenchie from Tel Aviv. Our cameras were rolling as he reunited with his fur father here at Pearson Airport after quite the airborne adventure. Simba was in a crate down here in the cargo area. This is how most pets are transported, but mid-flight, there appeared to be something wrong with the heating system, and this plane was about to fly over the Atlantic. The pilot feared that there could be a sudden drop in temperature, putting little Simba into a dangerous deep freeze.
How low could the temperature go in the cargo bay with the heating system malfunctioning?
Well, if you look at the outside temperature, if it's minus 50 or minus 60, there is some insulation, but even then, it'll probably still get down to below freezing.
That's even a dead though dog. Conditioned.
Yeah, right, under that circumstance. You don't take care of it. Oof.
So they diverted and landed just to make sure that the puppy was okay.
You know, you're all told by the, oh, yeah, our cabins are heated on there, baloney. Fitz, 20 and after on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 to check out. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by web bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Avant California loans are made under Finance Lenders License 603K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellowood Resilient Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Nobody will affect you the way the people on this radio program affect you. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, we all have something to say, even when there's nothing to be said about them apples.
I'm just excited we get to say Houthi.
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 Okay, so here's the story. Scott Garden, Sam Farren, you don't know them, they're two Americans who've been held hostage for the past 6 months by the Houthi rebels in Yemen. There were three Saudis, two Americans, and one British man who have woken up to freedom after being released with the assistance of Oman by the rebels in Yemen. The idea, there's a third American who's believed to be held there who was not released, and nobody knows why. What the story is, why they let two out and they kept the other one. Doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, but you know what? A lot of things in this crazy world make no sense. Here's another one of them. The Coca-Cola Company. Things go better with Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola Company has been notified by the IRS it owes $3.3 billion in taxes.
So is the newest can going to say share a Coke with the tax thief?
Wow.
How Uncle do Sam. You run a company like this? Their stock will go into the tank today.
They have to be looked at all the time.
Well, why, how does it get this, gotta, yeah, but how does it get this bad?
This has to be it.
Political?
It has to be that Coke has some kind of offshore entity that the United States thinks should be paying taxes, and Coca-Cola thinks that they should not be paying taxes.
Uh-huh.
So it's probably a disagreement there. Because I'm pretty sure that your books aren't going, oh, look, we made a little mistake in the math here on the bottom line, and we're $3 billion away.
Yeah.
It's got to be that.
Things go bad with Coca-Cola. Things go bad with Coke.
The government can knock them off of the stock market just by having this headline.
Right. Yeah. And should the government have that much power over a company, whether you like their product or you don't? A lot of American jobs, important taxpayers in and of themselves. So what does this say about the system? I mean, just in the whole system, we're pitting ourselves against ourselves. We go after, we are attacking from within. That's the whole method. Remember I've said this any number of times, the way that we unify when somebody comes at us from outside, but yet internally we're at each other, and there's so many different ways in which we are at each other. It just seems so sad, unhealthy.
In a way, this could be scary. If it is, in fact, the government going, you know what, you shouldn't be able to have your corporation over there. You owe us taxes.
Yeah.
I was talking to the host of a syndicated financial show the other day, who is being investigated, a 5-year-long investigation by the SEC. And they have nothing, but they keep coming with more and more. And this person keeps having to spend money on lawyers and lawyers. And basically, all of the radio shows that have financial, where they say, you know, these are investments or whatever, they're being attacked by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And so much so that, Dallas Mavericks owner,
Mark Cuban,
has pretty much taken up for all of them and is fighting back the government because of just the bullying that
they're doing.
And a lot of them are small companies, you know.
They can't fight back. They give up.
Can't fight back.
Here's the government again.
Talking to says, I refuse to give up. I refuse to let them close.
But you know what, Richie? This is what's happening on the farms in our country as well. This is why I take this tack that I do with this program and my American Family Farmer program. People say, well, you're so anti-government. I am because I've seen as a farmer how they can destroy you. They want
to be pro-government.
No,
like,
right.
I mean, make it harder.
How in the world, if the government keeps sending these little rats out that are 25, 26 years old, just graduated from the public health school at Harvard, don't know diddly, I was going to use another word, but diddly is fine, that begins with a D. They don't know anything about agriculture or anything about farming. They have these books that they've read, and they know what the rules are.
And the woman that's getting attacked on this financial show says that the lawyers that come after her that work for the government were previously lawyers who couldn't make it out in the corporate world and ended up in government jobs.
Right. Yep. It's just wrong, and it's time we realized it. We are putting the farmers out of business. We're putting small business people. I have this show that we do here every week. The folks from My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America, we've been trying to, for years, encourage people to do what Americans have done best. Take an idea. Start a fresh approach to a problem. Get a business going in your garage or your basement, and then carry it through so you become successful. But at every step of the way, and your generation, Jennifer, see, the problem is that I say this to my children, they have grown up, you have grown up, becoming used to all this government interference, this government intervention, this government screwing everything up.
Well, not only that.
And so you think it's part of life. Oh, well, the government says we have to do this, government says, screw the government.
And here's what makes me scared is that your generation, you're right, felt that way. We are kind of in, my generation, it feels like we grew up with it, so we kind of accept it. And we also, we were not ever taught civics. Here's what's happened, and I really hate to put on my tinfoil hat here, but I'm going to. Are you ready? Hold on. Put that on. Okay, I feel better. The younger generation, the millennials, are now addicted to the government, and they don't know how to change anything. So they're not taught civics anymore. Mm-hmm. They only think that their only duty is to go vote, if that.
Yeah.
And they think that the government is going to
take care of them now.
Correct. And so you've seen it over the last two generations of people that now the millennials think the government needs to give them cell phones and the government needs to give them a house. And if they go to school for 4 years, they get to come out of school and they get a job that pays them $100,000 a year. And it's like,
doesn't work.
Right. It's been a reality check. Although I will take you to talk on one little thing.
Really?
And that is that my dad and I have talked about this. I think that your generation, my dad's generation, your generation.
You created it.
Well, no, I think you guys actually trusted the government unquestionably because...
I didn't.
Well, my dad, I think about the people. Think about the Kennedy stuff. Most people never questioned the government about Kennedy. I mean, there was always the thought
the
that
maybe
something
was
went on.
The government was A-OK when we had the moon launch. And up to that point in time, the government
look
was...
Look how dirty the Kennedys was.
But
look
as soon as LBJ... Kennedy's father was crooked, and I suppose they all knew what was going on. But when I lost faith in the government was when Lyndon Johnson was president. He was a cur. He was a horrible creature. And he did a lot to discredit the office, himself certainly, and how I feel about the government. So from the time of Lyndon Johnson on...
took away the Kennedys?
For me. Do I think he what?
He's the one that took out the Kennedys?
I think that there was involvement that he knew of, and he didn't do anything about it. I think it served him to have John Kennedy gone. And so I'll leave it at that. All right, meanwhile, speaking of politics and presidents and stuff, the president of China is coming to visit. Not only do we have the Pope this week, we got the president of China. And so one wonders, and this is not, I'm certainly not the first person to say this on the radio, but I'm wondering out loud what a lot of other people are echoing, whether they say it publicly or not. What in the name of God are we doing, bringing this guy over here, treating him to a state dinner when they're screwing us every which way but loose? I mean, the hacks, the way they've
keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer.
You think that's so? You think this is okay? I mean, well, I don't mind the dinner, I suppose. But
we're married to the Chinese.
Yeah,
you know, like it or not, we're married.
What are our children going to look like?
So, yeah, well, look at mine. You know, we're all going to be
good.
We're all going to be one race.
Well, so then we should have universal government. We should have one world government. If we're all going to be one race, let's just have one world government.
I dislike that. I wouldn't.
Okay, so here's why you don't want that to happen. The UN has been criticized unbelievably, but appropriately, for yet another gaffe. The investigation, the results of which were published this weekend, shows that weak leadership, shoddy supplies, and infighting at the UN, especially at the World Health Organization, the WHO, was what created the mess that we called Ebola. As it started in Sierra Leone, they tried to get over there and get involved. Well, of course, in Sierra Leone and many of these other countries, they don't have any leadership anyway. They don't have any infrastructure. They have nothing. So the UN goes charging over there, and they're going to fix this, and we're going to do that, and they screw it up to a fairly well, and that's why, according to this report, so many people died so early on, because the UN kept getting in the way of others who were capable of fixing or at least addressing the problem, and they didn't because the UN muscled them out of the way because they wanted all the credit. So how many more people are dead because of them and their boondoggling buffoonery? It's the same, by the way, as with the Red Cross. You'll see and you'll hear a lot of discussion this week about the investigation of the Red Cross, because they've done a lot of things that not necessarily are illegal. I don't think that's the charge, but they are unethical and immoral. And I've said that for years about the Red Cross. They are both unethical and immoral. If somebody asks you to give them money to do something specifically, and then they don't use your money to do what you have suggested or asked or volunteered it to be used for, that's immoral. That's unethical. That's not acceptable. And it's time they get caught with their pants down, which is what's happened. And you will see and hear a lot this week, oh my God, what's going on with the Red Cross? The Red Cross is getting its comeuppance for what it has done for decades. Decades. And so it's just, you ought to know before you give your money to the Red Cross what it is that they're doing or aren't doing with it. And I think that's why they are one of the big scams. You won't see them in Scamicide. I don't think you will. Steve Wiseman's website, Scamicide.com. I don't know you'll see the Red Cross in there, but they are, in my opinion, the biggest of all of the nonprofit scams. And there are some big ones. This is the biggest. Don't give your money. I wouldn't give them a nickel. But yet, All right, I'm off of my two song.
It's okay.
Yeah. All right.
Breathing.
44. Yes, I know. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take. That's what Meredith's saying right now into the radio. Take
breathing.
A deep breath.
Breathing.
Breathe. 44 past the hour on Good. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Las Vegas, Nevada, September 24th through the 26th. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will once again cross the auction block. Be part of the three-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson, and the only way you're going to know is to show up. It's coming soon to the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't forget, tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Musicians, singers, songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like a portable 88G digital piano for just $199, or two Sterling recording mics for $59, boom mic stands for just $19, or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
There's no better way to bring in customers than with postcards and flyers. If you're looking for the best selection and the best value, go online and do it yourself at Vistaprint.com, where right now you can get 500 postcards starting at just $24.99. Plus, at Vistaprint.com, you can do it all quickly and confidently with a variety of sizes and paper stocks, easy uploads, simple design tools, complimentary design support, and our absolute guarantee. So visit Vistaprint.com today, enter promo code MARKETING, and get 500 postcards starting at just $24.99. Offer expires September 30th.
All right, so it's Burger King in the spotlight now on the Doug Gooday program. By the way, it's 48 past the hour. Jennifer and Richie and I with a focus on Peace Day. Burger
I'm
King
sorry,
teaming
what?
Up Peace Day.
Oh!
Peace
said
Day.
P-Day.
Peace Day. Burger King is teaming up with Denny's and Wayback Burgers and Crystal Burgers and Giraffes to give away 1,500 Peace Day burgers at a pop-up restaurant in Atlanta. Campaign tied to the Day of Peace. This is the International Day of Peace.
This is the thing they wanted to do with McDonald's, but
they
McDonald's
did.
Said no.
No.
Yeah, they wouldn't
exactly.
do it.
Yep,
yeah, they're
right.
brilliant.
Yep, right. Yep,
brilliant,
yep,
brilliant.
Yep, but they didn't. There are no McWhoppers to be found in this
right.
deal.
They wanted to do a McWhopper, and yeah. McDonald's said no, and they said, yeah. "What? You don't want world peace?"
Wouldn't yeah. that have been great? What right. a great thing for both of them.
What do you got against world peace, you chump?
Yeah,
right.
But it's the smaller guy trying to use the bigger guy to get more promotion.
Yep.
And the bigger guy saw the
yep.
the rat and
yep.
said no, and
yeah.
then the smaller guy said, "No matter what happens,
I win.
Yep.
If they do it, I win. Right. If they don't do it, I
yep.
win. Yep,
they win. That's for sure.
It was beautiful.
Yep. There are various states around the country that are moving to ban e-cigarette sales to minors. I was talking, I think, last week when Massachusetts officially made it the law of the state, but now a bunch of other states are looking at this because apparently minors technically could buy an e-cigarette unless the city or the town set up regulations otherwise, because they leave this stuff. State law says you're not supposed to be able to buy cigarettes, I think, until you're 21. But you could buy these e-cigarettes no matter what.
Because there's less smoke that comes out of those things, my mom talked about, as a former high school teacher, she just retired this last year, kids would go to school with those things, smoke in class, in between the halls, no one would know, and they'd be smoking pot at school as well, because you can't smell it, no one would detect it.
Great, there you go. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Digital segment here where we talk all things that are electronic in your life with our friend Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Well, it's Monday and I'm excited.
It's Monday, you're excited. Samsung is excited too. They got some stuff going on for us. What's Samsung up to today?
Well, as most people realize now, part of what Apple unveiled the other day was what they call the iPhone upgrade program, where instead of getting your next iPhone from your carrier, you could get it directly from Apple. You'd pay a monthly fee starting at $32 a month.
Right.
It would include Apple Care, so you could get your phone repaired twice a year if it was broken. And every year when a new iPhone comes out, you'll just walk in a store and get a new one and trade in your old one. So it's locking in a guarantee guarantee that you'll always have the latest and greatest iPhone. It'll be protected if you break the screen or break it in some other way. And frankly, in many ways, this is a great thing for consumers. And I think Samsung agrees because there's rumors that they're going to roll out a similar program where they can lock you into having the latest and greatest Samsung phone when you want it, simply by paying a monthly fee, not to your carrier, but directly to Samsung.
Now, the carriers are doing it. I see Sprint's doing it for an extra $15 a month. And I think I heard a plan where Verizon's going to do it as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you could get this deal from the carriers as well. In the case of Sprint, it is significantly cheaper if you act soon. This is a limited-time deal for them. So let's look at the prices. The Apple deal is $32. The Sprint deal today is $15, so half the price, or a little even better than that. When the Sprint time-limited deal ends, it'll be $22 a month. One of the things you're getting from Apple is that Apple Care or that insurance. I think that's worth investing in. But more importantly, if you buy the phone from the manufacturer, Apple or Samsung, instead of the carrier, you will not be locked into keeping the phone on the carrier. You have to remember that one of the moves in the cell phone business today is to do away with contracts. If you have a phone that will work on multiple carriers and you do not have a contract, it means if you're unhappy with your carrier, you move and the coverage is not good there, or for whatever reason, you can just say, bye-bye, carrier, and go to some other carrier. And I think for many people, that is an advantage that maybe they're paying for.
Do you like, Greg, do you like the fact that you can now, I mean, it seems like the new plan is you pay, you know, $10 a month more as like a rental fee for the unit instead of having to wait a year and a half, 2 years for the new phone to come out and get that credit. Yeah. Do you like that program, Greg? Do you think it is an advantage to consumers, or do you think we're going to ultimately end up paying more?
Well, I think it depends on whether you like to have the latest, greatest phone or not. I mean, there's advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is, I mean, the math actually works out pretty well. If you break it down, you end up paying about $22 a month for the phone, maybe a little bit more than that, and then $79 a year is going towards Apple Care. So it's not a bad deal for consumers if you always like to have a new phone. Where it's a bad deal is if you hold your phones longer than a year, you don't care if you have the latest phone, and what you lose here is the ability to take the phone you already paid off, sell it.
Right.
I just sold a phone on eBay over the weekend for $345.
Yep, that's what I do.
Take that $345 and I'll apply it. But not everybody wants to mess with that. So, you know, it's a great deal for consumers because it gives them more choice. It won't be a great deal for everyone. And part of the reason we're talking about it is so people understand what the options are and understand the upside and the downside.
Just doing the math, okay, I paid $300 for my iPhone. I had the iPhone 6. I paid $300 for it. And I keep that
for
2 years.
Are you sure you paid $300 for it?
That's what came out of my
pocket. No hidden. But your bill continued to have charges for that. You didn't see it, but you were still. You probably paid $800 or $900 for that phone.
That's
correct. You mean out of pocket? You paid $300.
Out of pocket, I paid $300. Which, if you break it down over a 2 year period, you got $12.50 a month. Okay. So now we're talking. I don't pay that $300, and I pay $30 a month. Whatever the Apple thing is. So, does that, you mean, let me see, times 24, $720.
It comes up about $700. Here's the flaw, I think, in what you're thinking. You're thinking you paid $300 out of pocket for the phone, but you didn't. You'll end up paying the price of the phone. Because when you own the phone,
so they get their money back.
Your cell phone bill will go down.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay. All right, there it is. So check out the math at menshealth.com, and there's Greg Stebbins. Thank you, sir.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.